salvia, cornflowers, Indian paintbrush, a lot of what we are hearing about now in the way of conservation is to plant wildflowers. Indian blanket, of course, I think I mentioned that.
Yeah, okay. And that's it for that page. That might be a good stopping place. A woman whose husband has passed away is referred to as a
widow.
Mm-hmm. And a child born out of wedlock is
illegitimate.
Mm-hmm. Or you could say he is a
fatherless child.
Okay.
No, they would say bastard if they want,
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm. Are there funny names for that? I mean, fatherless child, that's a good euphemism.
Yeah, no such thing, huh?
What about these questions are kind of about people and customs and stuff. A noisy serenade after a wedding is called a...
Let's see, what do I call it? Something like jamboree, but not that. Can't think.
Yeah, that's close. I heard that they used to do this to people in New Mexico a lot, where they would actually sometimes kidnap the groom.
Yeah, or do all sorts of things to haze them. Go out and yell and bang drums right outside the window or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I guess they call it a shivaree.
Oh yeah, shivaree.
Does that sound right? Okay.
I've heard that, but that was kidnap the groom sounds. Tie 10 cans to the car and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And paint it up.
The musical instrument that you play with your mouth is called
harmonica.
Mm-hmm. And
or mouth harp.
Uh huh. And you play on the radio. You can listen to
jazz or
like jazz and orchestra, you know, and all that, like all of
mm-hmm.
it is referred to as playing
music.
Yeah, great.
Oh.
That toy that kids play on that goes like this,
seesaw.
Mm-hmm. And the when you cook a turkey, you pull out the clavicle and you pull on it, it's called
wishbone.
Mm-hmm. If you have a heavy load to carry, like I had to take a TV up the stairs.
Yeah.
I had to what it up the stairs. You had to do what with it? I had to what it up the stairs. What would you say?
Heave it up the stairs.
Yeah, heave works. That's good. Would you say that? I always say lug. I have to lug it up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Heave would be your word, right?
I guess so.
Okay. The opposite of boyfriend is?
Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for girlfriend?
Sweetheart.
Okay.
That could apply to males as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any local parties or fairs in El Paso? Celebrations?
Well,